Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. Hey, I want to read a passage of scripture to you from Acts chapter 8. Let me start in verse 26. It says, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. There, this is a desert place,' and he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all of her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and join his chariot.' So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah. The prophet asked, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' And he said, 'Well, how can I unless someone guides me?' And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture that he was reading was this: 'Like a sheep he was led to slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life was taken away from the earth.' And the eunuch said to Philip, 'About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?' And then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus." You know, I love the passage for a lot of reasons. But just a little bit of a background, understand that when the church started at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down on the disciples, and they were in the midst of a huge crowd of Jews who were visiting Jerusalem. Jesus had told the disciples that they would be witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the othermost parts of the earth. And what happened was the disciples started speaking in a language that everyone from all these different areas of the world had come in could understand the disciples. And so Peter stands up and preaches a message about the gospel, and the people are kind of, you know, they're struck a chord with them, and they're like, "What do you want us to do?" And he said, "Repent and be baptized." And 3,000 people became followers of Christ that day and were baptized. That's how the church started. And the church kind of overtook Jerusalem until persecution took place and the people scattered out. And one of the people was a man named Philip, and Philip went to Samaria. Now, Samaria had a lot of tension, racial tension between them and the Jewish people, and there's a lot of reasons for that that I won't go into, but just imagine a lot of tension. And Philip was the one who said, "I'll go, send me." And then Philip goes down there, and there's this huge revival in Samaria. In the midst of the huge revival, the Lord says to Philip, "I want you to go down a desert road where I tell you to go." Now, just imagine that. And this is the part of the story I just want to focus on. Like, why did he go? Like, you'd have to imagine, you know, here he is. He's the one who decides to go to Samaria. And there's this incredible ministry that starts taking place, and all these people start coming to faith. And God asks him to leave, and he doesn't hesitate. He goes. When he sees the chariot and the Spirit says, "Go to that," he says he ran to him. There was no hesitation with Philip. Now, interestingly enough, that if you were south of Egypt in Africa, considered Ethiopia, that was considered the othermost parts of the earth to the people in the Middle East. That the disciples were witnesses in Judea and Jerusalem and Samaria and the othermost parts of the earth. Philip was the one that God first had that carry out. Now, this official, this Ethiopian man, was an important man in the government. He was in charge of the treasury for Candace, which is the name of, think of it like Pharaoh is the kind of the king of Egypt. Well, Candace was the queen of Ethiopia. This man was an important man, and he was seeking after God. And yet God didn't leave him by himself. God brought Philip to him. That's an incredible story. And it just shows something about who God is that, you know, we always want to say, well, what about the person who's, you know, living so and, you know, so part of the earth is, what about that person? What happens to them? Anyone who's seeking after God, God has a way to get his message to them. And that's exactly what Philip did. He was the person which God brought to him. And Philip showed all the way from Isaiah, back in Isaiah 53, the messianic text, and showed how that pointed to Christ. That's a big challenge to us, I think, on several fronts. And I think the first one is that we shouldn't hesitate to follow God, that we need to trust in the goodness of God to reach others. And we need to be part of that solution by pointing people to Christ. So wherever you're at, I just want you to consider where God has you specifically, that he wants to use your life to point others to Jesus through the scripture. Father, I pray that you would use us as a beacon for your gospel. Help us to know your scripture and to lead others to you through it. Wherever you're at, maybe just take a second and ask the Lord to fill your mind with his truth so that you can share it with other people. Thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast. God bless. Mm-hmm.